Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
All right, post-game wrap time here from San Francisco. We're here. The Giants are in Denver at Coors Field, which has not often been a real fun place for the Giants. But today, pretty fun, starting off a series in a road trip with a 10-5 win. And I don't know. Look, there are lots of things we can talk about. But one thing that we've said over and over again this year, the Giants have had these spots where it would have been easy to have a letdown, would have been easy to just say, man, we pushed so hard this weekend. Those games against the Dodgers were so taxing. Late night last night, flying to Denver, play a day game today. And yet it didn't seem to affect the Giants even one little bit. They played a really nice all-around game. Who knows, maybe those home runs in the first inning sort of snapped everybody to attention if there was going to be any hangover. But all around, I'm just impressed by the Giants' ability to maintain focus and play the way they did with all the things kind of working against them today.
Just another positive in this Giants season, because they have. There has been some series this year where they have come out a little bit flat. The Pirates kind of, you know, come to mind. But they realize what's at stake right now, and they just went and took 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers, and they want to keep that momentum. And like you said, I think that it was huge in that first inning against Kyle Freeland, who's been so good lately, and it was really good against them in his start last month against the Giants, to come out and put some runs on the board early. And what happens? Darren Ruff, your favorite leadoff hitter in the game right now, hits a home run in the first, and then Buster Posey comes up 2 batters later and hits another home run. And now you got a 2-0 lead, and you put the Rockies on their heels. You put Kyle Freeland on your heels. Not only did that, Ruff hits an 0-2 curveball out of the ballpark, and that curveball for Freeland has been his money pitch in the second half of the season. That's been the pitch he's been getting strikeouts with, outs, and in at bats with. And when he hit that ball out as a pitcher, and I know it's just, okay, is my curveball that good today? Is my stuff that good today? And they set the tone, and I feel like mentally that really messed with Kyle Freeland. And they just continued to put runners on base and add on. So it was. To me, these are the most impressive games of the year, the type of games after big series where they come out and they continue to get it done offensively.
And Gabe Kapler, he says some things so often that I think you may not even pay that close attention to what he's saying. But then you see games like this and you realize that that is what they're doing. He talks about the process and staying with the process and just having good at-bats, not swinging at pitches out of the strike zone. And that's what they do. They somehow are able to sort of look at the picture in front of them in that game. So we saw Buster Posey break out of it on Saturday. And then Buster picks right up where he left off on Saturday with a home run today. And so it's just kind of so cool to see what they're doing, because they could have been exhausted. They could have been emotionally spent after that weekend. And yet here they are, and they just played a heck of a game. And I suppose all of the things about, I mean, Coors Field's a different kind of a place. It's great if you jump ahead in any ballpark. But at Coors Field, you got to jump ahead. Then you got to keep adding on. You can't ever stop scoring runs. And all of a sudden they had a 10-1 lead, and all of a sudden we're in the eighth inning, and it's like, wait a minute, who's going to finish this game? Are they going to be able to close this thing out? And that's what happens at Coors Field. That's a little different everywhere else, but they got that far. you know, imagine if Gausman had only been able to give him five. You know, what if he'd thrown 100 pitches already in five innings? Who's going to pitch those last four innings at Coors Field? So Gausman was huge. It was great they got him a bunch of runs and all of that. And maybe that made it even a little bit easier for him. But the main thing for him was to go deep into this game. And seven, I think, it turns out the way it played out, seven was probably deep enough, and maybe six wouldn't have been quite deep enough in this ballpark. So, because they had a lot of guys. And as it was, they got Leona. I don't think they wanted Leona there. That's his third game the last 4 days as well. So, I think a great win that they were able to stay away from so many guys who were just worn out, guys who'd been working and working and working out of that bullpen. So, and Gausman was the man. He was the ace today.
He was. Real quick, I just want to add on to that. And I think that in this game today, the youth played a huge factor, the young guys. Now, I know we talked about Ruff and Posey, the veterans, getting the home runs early. But to have the balance in the lineup today and just continue to be relentless against Freeland with Estrada, Dubon, and Duggar, you kind of need their energy in games like today. You need them because they're going to show up with something to prove because they want to stay in the lineup. You know, and Dubon, obviously, with a lot to prove after being sent down to the minor leagues. Duggar, the same guy. And what do they do today? They go 8-for-14 with 5 RBI at the bottom of the order. So I thought that was huge. And that's where it's a true team and the chemistry of a team where you can mesh veteran and youth. In games like today, I think youth plays a huge factor.
Yeah, well said.
Yeah, good point.
With no Wilmer, with no Solano, with no Slater, you figure they might be a little shorthanded against a lefty, but those guys plug those holes very nicely.
Yeah. And no Dickerson, who is like the king of Coors Field.
Oh, it's got to be killing Alex not to be here.
Man.
King of Coors Field.
And bad timing.
He loves playing against the Rockies, period. So you're right about that. All right, nice Giants win. We'll step aside and pick some players when we come back. All right, Giants win. We're going to pick some players of the game. Sean Estes, great to have Sean with us, and you get to pick first today.
Well, I'm going to go master of the obvious, Kevin Gausman. I'm going to go pitching.
It's always what I've thought of you as.
I mean, what else do you have to say about it? He went seven innings. I mean, obviously, give up a couple homers, big deal. I mean, struck out nine, but more important than all that, and aside from the fact he did have the best butcher boy of the year and taking the bat back, getting the base hit down the line, is that he got outs today in a different way that we've seen all season long. When he hasn't had a split, it's been, uh-oh, what's he going to do today? How is he going to get out of this? What's he going to do? And he didn't have it today for the most part. He threw a couple good ones to get some strikeouts, but for the most part, that's the pitch he relies on with four strikeouts to get back into counts. And he didn't. He threw fastball after fastball after fastball, located it, got a lot of swing and misses from it, got a lot of weak contact from it. That, to me, was as impressive an outing as I've seen all year from him. And he's had, I mean, as dominant as he was in the first half with striking guys out with that split. And you and I talked about it day before the game is that, you know, he's not a big command fastball guy. He hasn't been. And you don't have to be when you have that secondary pitch that's so good. But today he had command of the fastball up in the strike zone, in, out. And it was as good a pitch as I've seen all year from him. So I say the way he got guys out and to go deep in the game with a pitch that, you know, normally for him mentally, I think he struggles a little bit when he doesn't have his split. And he didn't have it. And he said, you know what, I'm going to ride this fastball. And we thought, he's going to throw a split at some point in this at bat. He's got him sped up. He's got him set up for the split. And what does he do? Goes right back to 95 at the top of the zone for a strikeout. So, to me, that was, I mean, he was the difference maker today.
Great job, Kevin Gausman.
He was the man.
Be awesome if he just got back to his pre-All-Star break self for this home stretch. I mean, it looked like he could do it the way he pitched today.
Yeah.
Good pick, Sean. John?
All right, Dave, well, I'm going to go with Tyro Estrada. Sean brought it up. And Tyro, he picked a good time to have his first ever two-home run game. He had a three-hit game, and he looked great in the field, and he started a nice double play in the fourth inning. So Tyro Estrada, he's the guy, and I'm excited for him because he really has been a valuable guy for this team. Because he's got some pop. He's not just a little guy who hits singles. He's got six home runs, and he's averaging a home run every 18 at-bats or so, which is pretty pretty potent for a guy who also can play second, short, third, left field. And so Tyro Estrada is my guy.
I think both of those home runs were StatCast 30 ballparks out of 30 would have been home runs in.
Yeah.
The first one was, for sure. I think the second one was.
That's right. The second one was 405 feet. I think that's out of any ballpark. So, and you know, right now, with all those guys missing, it's guys like him that are going to have to try to pick up the slack. And he's really been doing it. So Estrada playing some big games and crucial innings and crucial at-bats in the stretch run right now.
Great pick.
Good pick, John.
Tyro Estrada. I love watching him hit. He's just a really solid young player. Okay, well, my turn, and I'm going to go with my favorite leadoff hitter in the game, Darren Ruff. I love this guy in the leadoff spot. I do think, you know, he gives you a different element up there. I mean, he is so dangerous. It puts a lot of stress on a pitcher right away when he stands in there and he hits his first career. Obviously, he's hardly ever hit leadoff in his career. He hits his first career leadoff home run today. He also draws a walk, hits a triple. He's running around the bases like a leadoff guy. I just love this guy. He's become such a good story on the Giants team. So Darren Ruff is my guy for everything except for catching pop-ups today. Good Lord.
I thought for sure that he was going to drop down a notch because of that. He almost took out Crawford, and he did take out Buster.
But. Man, they're lucky to still be alive, those guys.
It felt
it's
like
a lot
it,
of
didn't
beef
it?
Coming in there.
Man. And yeah, if it was a soccer match, the way he took Buster out, he'd get a red card.
At least a yellow. At least a yellow. Maybe a red. And we can have some Crook and Kite picks, too. How about Dubon and Posey? We should recognize those guys as well. They both had big parts in this. And Steven Duggar.
And it's a good game for Buster, not only with the bat, to keep that bat going after he had the good game on Saturday, but I think he called a great game once again.
I do, too.
And helped Gausman navigate his way through because part of it was he didn't seem to have the really good split. It wasn't that reliable. And he was hanging it a lot, which maybe that's part of the altitude there. But anyway, I think Buster helped him do it. So he deserves a lot of credit for the whole day, I think.
Yeah, I thought he caught maybe one of the best games of the year. Pitch selection-wise. I mean, because Gausman sticks to what Buster pitched down. And there was a sequence there. I can't remember what inning it was. He got a strikeout from a lefty that I told Flam. I said, that's perfect pitch call. I mean, he went fastball away, and then split off the plate away. But Buster set up off the plate, and he threw it right to the glove. And it was just like, that's as good as it gets right there. Yeah, he did. He called a magnificent game today.
Lots of
so Crook or Kite, well, good call there.
I don't know who was who. The text came in and it was just ambiguous. So I don't know who to attribute each one to. But
Kite guy had to go for the infielder. Well, actually, Dubon plays center. That's what am I thinking?
Well, he's an infielder.
Plays everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. What's on deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers. Two quick notes before we talk about tomorrow. Chris Bryant, mild wrist discomfort, not serious, according to Gabe Kapler. So.
Is that
probably
on the dive and right?
Probably just big lead, get him out of the game. Who knows? He didn't say.
Yeah.
And Yastrzemski ate something that disagreed with him. So that's one way to put it. Could have played in an emergency. That's it. Hopefully he'll be back in there tomorrow. And speaking of tomorrow, the Giants give the ball to Logan Webb. And, I know it's Coors Field and things can be different, but right now the way Logan is pitching, when he gets the ball, it's confident time for the Giants. Chichi Gonzalez on the mound for Colorado.
I like it on paper.
Looks like a good matchup on paper.
I like it on paper, and as good as Logan Webb's been this year, I mean, it's win day. They've won 12 out of 13 or 13 out of 14. 13-1 in his last 14 starts. And that one start was an extra inning loss against the Brewers where he gave up one solo home run. So about as dominant a pitcher as we've seen all year long, about as dominant as Gausman was in the first half of the season. So I'm really pumped about watching Logan Webb and pitching in Colorado too, because things didn't go as well for him last time he pitched here. So
he's a different guy.
Yes, he is a different guy.
It wasn't that long ago, but he's a different guy.
Yeah.
Even that game, my recollection of it is that he had it going pretty well for a while.
One inning.
And then it just came undone all in one inning, and he never got out of that inning, about maybe the fifth inning or whatever it was. So, but as you say, he's a different guy. And I don't think they have the imperative for him to go as deep into the game as Gausman did. But just the one day, I don't think this whole bullpen is all back fine again. So there's still a few guys could use another day. So it'd be nice to see him go. And he's one of those guys now. He's become one of those guys that you count on to take him fairly deep into a game.
Well, that's a good point, because it has a chance now with what happened today. If you can get through the next 2 days with Webb and DeSclafani and not push the bullpen too hard, then you get the off day Thursday. You got a chance to make this like a whole refresh for everybody down there. Yeah. And this late in the year, nobody's going to feel like it's, you know, week one. But this could be a really nice week for the bullpen to feel a little bit better.
Yeah. And it's usually not the place where your bullpen goes to heal. not Coors Field. Yeah.
It isn't. It's funny how that's lining up, but we'll see if they can pull it off. Tomorrow, game two of the series, What's on Deck, sponsored by the Ford F-150 Lightning and your California Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com to see deals on trucks and SUVs right now. All right, we'll come back, and John will have the highlights for you right after this.
Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.